Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara continues with its analysis of Rabbi Eliezer's halacha and the Mishnah, in particular, the point about machshire mila, the tools needed to perform the mila, which may be carried in the event that they were not brought before Shabbos. It comes Rabbi Yochanan on Amud Aleph and teaches that we shouldn't get the wrong idea from Rabbi Eliezer, that he was granting blanket permission for any machshire mitzvah, any items that are used in the process leading up to a mitzvah, whatever is needed to make that mitzvah happen, to override and be pushed away observing Shabbos, midocha Shabbos. For example, Rabbi Eliezer permitted the machshirei mitzvah involved in the shtei alechem of Shavuos, the same being the case for shofar, lulav, and matzah. The buck stopped Rabbi Eliezer when it came to tying tzitzis onto a talis on Shabbos and affixing a mezuzah to one's doorpost. Both of these hachsharot, both of these preparatory stages in order to fulfill a mitzvah did not override Shabbos. Let's consider tying tzitzit strings. We're rewinding a bunch of dapim to the malach of kosher, which we discussed. One point we did not discuss in depth then, but is certainly relevant to the halacha about tzitzis, is the machlokas in Rishonim regarding types of knots. According to Rashi and the Rosh, any permanent kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot, is going to be a clear violation of Shabbos. This is exactly what one is doing when they're tying tzitzis onto a talis. That would be the explanation for Rashi and the Rosh. Not only this, but the Bir Halacha and Siman Shin Yod Zayin, in the beginning, argues that even if one plant untied on the same day, says the Bir Halacha, would still be considered a kesher shel kayam, and we don't give credence to a person's intentions in this type of kesher. Just look what he's doing. He said, that's derech ha'olam. This is the way that people tie, people make that knot. And the person himself is tying it very strong. So therefore, if it looks like a permanent knot, it is a permanent knot. This would also answer up the question of the Minchas Chinuch in the Moisach HaShabbos. The Moisach HaShabbos is the extended section in Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah number 32 in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wrote a commentary in the Sefer HaChinuch. So mitzvah number 32 is the mitzvah of not to do malach on Shabbos. So there, the Minchas Chinuch has a section called Mosach HaShabbos where he goes into the analysis of the 39 malachos. So Sif Katan Chaf Aleph and Malachos Kosher, he brings the same question, why it should be so that it's a Chilul Shabbos if one could just untie it on the same day. So we have this Bir Halacha to answer that up as well. The other perspective on kosher is the Rif and the Rambam, who say that only a permanent knot that is a Maisa Uman is a skillful knot, a craftsman knot. Only that is considered a Shabbos violation, leading to the question in our Gemara, according to the Rif and the Rambam, why would tying tzitzis, which is not a Maisa Uman, why should that be chayev? So if Nevin Sal and Malachos Shabbos, page Kuf Samach Gimel, suggests based on the Psak of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Kosher, that's in Shin Yod Zayin, Arachayim Shin Yod Zayin, at the end of Sif Aleph, that we should be choshe, should be concerned that a knot on top of a knot, Kshira, on top of a Gabi Kshira, is a Maisa Uman. That's considered a skillful knot. And this is happening, of course, by Tzitzis. However, this Ramah was disagreed upon by the Chida and the Birka Yosef, and the Chazanish as well, in Arachayim Nun Beis, the end of Simon Ksif Katan Yud Zayin, that this double knot is not Meikar Din, it's just a Chomer. It's a different possibility for these poskim. If you've ever tied it or seen the process, there are knots, there are twists, and so on. It's an elaborate process to a certain degree, and therefore the whole tzitzis string, according to all opinions, once it's tied, would be considered a maisum. And furthermore, one could argue that the chashivus ha-mitzvah, just the very significance of the mitzvah of tzitzis, adds a maisa uman element. Of the Minchas Chinuch, we mentioned, believes that there's for sure an issue of tying a knot. Once you've tied all four onto the talus, this would also be a makkah bepatish, finishing something, giving it the ability for the mitzvah to happen. So in Machshava, this is a powerful idea. The very significance of the performance of a mitzvah can transform a mundane knot into a skillful activity.